Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Tuvas Daf Tzadi Beis. Tuvas Tzadi Beis. We left off Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. We're going through a series, really, of stories that relate to Ksuva and Achrayas from sells a field, if it's Meshubit, not Meshubit, different dinim in regarding repossessing fields and the like. So we're going to pick it up from Ahu Gavra, the Zav and the Ksuva, so that's roughly eight lines up at the bottom of the page, third word on the line. Hu gavra de zavin, this is Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. Hu gavra de zavna le ksuvasa de imei b'tevesana. There's a fellow who he sold the ksuva of his mother for a tevesana. Tevesana typically means like the value, the classic case we're using is a person has a field and he designates trumas and maestros. He has the rights to choose who to give it to. It's not his. He's got to give the trumas to the kayin and the maestro to maestro Rishon goes to Levi. So it's not. It doesn't belong to him, but he has the right to choose. That's like a small value. Let's say the Trumas Maestros could be worth $100. The value of who to choose could be worth 1%, 2% of the value. That Teva Sedah that he gets, that he's choosing Ruvain. So Ruvain now is thankful to him. So that's Teva Sedah. So over here, we mean a similar idea in the sense that the son sold the Ksuva for a minimal amount. Why was it a minimal amount? So Rashi gives two Mahachim with the case. We'll just go with Rashi's first shot. That the case was Ruvain's mother was married. Initially to his father, that marriage is over. She's married to someone else. She's married to a third party now. And Ruvain goes and sells the rights to his mother's ksuva. Let's just figure out the math, how Ruvain has the rights. What's the scenario that Ruvain has the rights to the mother's ksuva? First of all, if his mother predeceases her new husband, there's no ksuva. If she dies first, husband Yarshin, so there's no ksuva. Second of all, even if her new husband passes away before her, or divorces her and gives her ksuva, if Ruvain himself doesn't outlive his mother, then he also won't get the ksuva. So the person who's buying it is buying it, A, it's futuristic, doesn't know when he's going to get it, if at all, and the if at all has kind of a double suffix. Again, both things aren't so crazy, but you need the husband to pass away first, and then the son to outlive the mother in order to get it. So the price point would be slight. Okay, that's why he's selling it for a small amount of time. Vamalei, and he says to the buyer as follows, if my mother comes and she has an issue with the sale for ksuva, if she makes some sort of error, if she has some sort of complaint at the sale, shouldn't have been done, I'm not going to save you, I'm not going to make, so you're taking that risk as well. So I'm selling you a very small amount, let's just say the ksuva is worth $1,000, he's selling it for $25, $50, small option to have the right to ksuva, but there's a lot of risk involved, including if my mother comes to collect and take away from you, I'm not paying you up. So the epitome of zero achrayas. I'm not taking any achrayas on this sale, if my mother can undo it, and I'm not going to save you. What happened? Shechiva imei v'la'era. The mother died without making an objection to the sale, so the mother did not object to the sale, so now the guy is a little bit in the clear. The mother died, she didn't object, so the guy should have rights to the ksuva. You know what he did? The guy himself was sold and said, one second, I'm a yerush of my mother, so let me take her right to object, and let me object. And he's the guy himself who sold the field, but he sold it without a chayas. So the ksuva, I should say, not the field. So the ksuva. Fa'asa iu v'kamar. The son himself came, and he went and made an error against this sale. Sava rambacham l'meimar, yibakamimikai. So rambacham was thought to say, l'maisa, he has the right, it's a weird scenario, maybe he's not going to do wonders for his reputation, but technically speaking, he's in the right. If his mother was able to protest the sale, and he now is b'makam his mother, he could also protest the sale himself. That's what Rambam thought to say. Amalei Rav says no. Need achrayas dida like kibble achrayas didei me like kibble. So Rav says no. Granted, when he told the guy when he was selling the ksuva, I'm not accepting achrayas if my mother protests the sale. I'm not accepting achrayas against my mother. But for himself, it goes without saying. If he's selling the ksuva himself, for him to go protest, it's obvious he's accepting achrayas that he himself won't protest the sale, and therefore he has no right to protest the sale. So even though, technically speaking, he's coming in the face of the mother, and the mother could have made an objection to the sale, he himself cannot make that objection, and therefore the sale, if he goes and protests the sale, he's got to give the money back to the fellow who bought the ksuva. He's got to reimburse him at least his initial capital for buying the ksuva.
Protest with the mother made to block.
I think you're correct. Once the son actually inherits it, it's too late. The sale's done. The point is, till the son inherits it, there's no sale really. We're calling it selling rights, but it's really futures. There's no sale that took place. So if Kozman, the sale didn't take place, the mother could say, "I'm objecting to the sale."
That's the problem.
A very similar case with a similar outcome. Amar Rabbi Bachama. Ruvain shemachar sada l'shimon shabachayis. Reuven, last case was actually a story that happened. Now Rabbi Chaim is saying a similar din, not an actual Maisa Shari, a similar din, and it's going to be rejected by Rabbi the same way. Reuven goes and sells a field to Shimon, and he says, I'm not taking a chayis, meaning I'm selling you a field, but if my creditors, Reuven says to Shimon, if my creditors come and repossess the field, I'm not guaranteeing you to pay you back. So he's taking that risk. And Shimon then went and sold it back to Reuven with a chayis. Circumstances changed. Let's assume it was a little bit of time passed. Shimon now needed cash, and Shimon went to sell the field to Reuven. Reuven said, I'll buy it back, but my policy is I only buy fields with achrayas. So keep track of what's going on of it. Reuven sold this very same field to Shimon without achrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven with achrayas. So what happens when Reuven's own creditor comes to repossess the field? Let's see. It says, Maratav. V'asa Reuven, top side base of health. V'asa Reuven, chay de Reuven, v'katarif. The Baal Chayv Reuven comes and he takes the field away from Reuven for a Chayv. Dinu the Azal Shimon Mufatzle. Unbelievable. The din is that Shimon has to go and save the field for Reuven. Reuven's own Baal Chayv is coming to take away the field because he has a lien on it. Shimon now has sold the field from Rechayas. The same way that if Shimon had bought the field from Maisha, a third party, and Maisha's creditor came to repossess the field, Shimon would have to protect it because Shimon sold the field to Reuven Rechayas. So to over here, Shimon has to protect the field that he sold to Reuven Machrayas, even though the creditor was Reuven's own creditor. That's what Rabbi Chama, again, thought to say. That was Rabbi Chama's, not thought to say, that was his psak. Amalei, Rabbi says no. Nihida Achrayas to Alma Kabalei, Achrayas to Nafshein, Mi Kabaslei. Same type of svar, but it's the opposite way. That granted Shimon accept, these are the gears we have. Granted that Shimon accepted Achrayas from the Alma, he accepted Achrayas from claims from somewhere else. Shimon, when he sold back to Reuven, if some claim comes, Shimon said, I'm going to pay you back. You didn't sell me Achrayas, I'll sell you Achrayas, I'll pay you back. But Shimon certainly didn't accept Achrayas of Reuven's own creditors. That he didn't accept. It's pashut, it's logical, and therefore it makes sense that Shimon wouldn't have to pay back. That is, again, Rav's same complaint against Rav Chava, according to the version of the gears that we have. There's another gears before, I think it's the Riff, other Shainim, that have this Lashon flipped. Over here, the Lashon is, need the Achrayas, the Alma Kabbalah, granted Shimon accepted general Achrayas, he didn't accept the Achrayas for Reuven. In the other case, it was opposite, right? In the other case, our first case, the seller of the Ksuvah did not accept the Achrayas. I was saying he they did not accept the Christ of the Velt. He did accept his own Christ. Some have that same gears here as well. The question is, how would that fit? So the way they explain it would be that Nihi, that Reuven, when he sold it to Shimon, didn't accept Achrayas, and that's why if Shimon now sells Achrayas, Shimon's on the hook. But Reuven certainly accepted Achrayas for himself. So if Reuven is the one that only comes and buys it back, and his own creditor takes it for himself, I'm bothered for that little Achrayas he did accept. So it would fit with the similar Nusach that earlier, same general idea, but a little bit of a different gear. Okay. Umayde Rava. Says about that. Right, Rava is my Rav Mechama in the following case. But Reuven Shiar Sadam Yaakov, let's say Reuven inherited a field from Yaakov. Now it gets a little tricky here because Reuven is inheriting a field from Yaakov, which means Reuven is Yaakov's son, which we know historically that's the case. But the next two people are not related. Reuven and Shimon. Just like in the prior cases, Reuven and Shimon were not brothers. Reuven and Shimon are not brothers. In this case as well, Reuven and Shimon are not brothers, but Reuven is inheriting. Yaakov's brother doesn't have to be a father, he'd be an uncle too in this case. But the point is, let's say Reuven inherited a field from Yaakov. Umachul to Shimon, and he sold the field to Shimon to Bechrayas. Vasa Shimon umachul Reuven Bechrayas. Shimon went and sold it back to Bechrayas. So far, the case is almost the same. The big difference is the starting point. In our last case, Reuven was the starting point, then he sold the field to Shimon, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven. Reuven sold without Achrayas, Shimon sold it with Achrayas. In this case, there's one more layer. Reuven inherited from Yaakov. But Yaakov, unfortunately, had his own creditors. So Yaakov didn't really own the field. So now, Yaakov's creditor comes and repossesses it. Over here, Rav is Maida, that's considered Ma'alma. Just because it was Reuven's father, Rav is Maida, that when Shimon accepts Achrayas, when he sells it back to Reuven, if the field's repossessed by anyone in the veld, Shimon's got to pay back the field. The irony is, the person repossessing it is Reuven's own, called his father, his own father's creditors repossessing it, so really the issue still came from Reuven, still. So even though it came from Reuven, that was part of what Shimon accepted. Says Gemara, Vasa Shimon Machal Reuven Achrayas. So Reuven sold the field he inherited from Yaakov to Shimon, not his brother Shimon, Shalem Achrayas, Umvasa Shimon, and Shimon came, Umachal Reuven Achrayas, and Shimon sold it back to Reuven with Achrayas. Vasa Machal Yaakov, and Yaakov's Machal comes, the Kar Tarf Leminay, and repossesses it from Reuven, Dinu Dozal Shimon, Umvasa Leminay, Shimon has to go and save the field for Reuven. From the creditor, my time of Bachayv to Yaakov, ke Bachayv to Amadami. Because that already, a Bachayv of Reuven's father, it's not Reuven's own Bachayv, is like a Bachayv to Amad. This is that Rebbe was saying, that the guy is, that Shimon is not accepting Christ from Reuven's own creditors, that's Reuven's creditors. But Reuven's father's creditors, it's something else. It's not his business. And therefore, even though he inherited the field for that same father, still it's considered as if that's part of the obligation of Shimon to protect Reuven. Amar Rambachama, another din of Rambachama, related to this type of these type of topics. Reuven Shemach Hasadal Shimon Bachrayas. Reuven sells a field to Shimon with Achrayas. Reuven sells a field to Shimon with Achrayas. The Zakaf Alavanol. So he sold Shimon a field. He accepted Achrayas and the field gets repossessed. And Shimon never paid for the field. What did he say? The money that he's supposed to pay for the field is a loan. Basically, Shimon didn't have cash on hand, but he wanted to do the sale. So it was like the modern day equivalent of the vendor take back, a VTB. The sale is done. Reuven sold the field to Shimon. Shimon bought the field, but he owes the money now as a chayv. Umeis Reuven. And then Reuven dies. V'yasa b'chayv. Reuven the katar from Shimon. Reuven's b'chayv goes and comes in. He wants to collect the field. He collects it from Shimon. He can't go to Reuven. Reuven's dead, and Reuven had no assets. So he had no assets that were free. So he went to Lekuchas. Who's Lekuchas? Shimon. Look what Shimon does. Shimon says, I'm a smart guy. I never paid for this field. I never paid. So instead of letting them just take the field back as a payment for Reuven's debt, I'll pay now. I'll pay now. I'll pay the money I was supposed to pay to Reuven, which I still owe as a loan. I'll pay for the field. Simple. Says the Gemara, so Shimon is Mephias, the creditor, Reuven's creditor, with money. Dinu da amile b'nei Reuven. The halach is, the b'nei Reuven, the yisayimim, can say to Shimon, what did you do? We had no money to pay this chayv. If we have no money to pay the chayv, he can't collect from us. We have no karka. Matal to the yasm is not meshubid. You owed us, Shimon, money. You didn't owe us a field. We sold you the field. My father sold you the field. You owe us money. Our money is not meshubid to pay the chayv. So you paid a chayv that we didn't have to pay. You still owe us money. You can't absolve yourself. It wasn't very nice of you to pay back our father's debt, but it wasn't our obligation, and therefore you cost us money. Dinu du amile the Nei Reuven metalte shabak avun gabach metalte diasmi lebal chayv lemeshabdi. It's a din that the Yisraelim could say. Our father left metalton with you. The money that you owe is cash. It's metalton. It's not karka. Metalton is not meshubid. And therefore, you had no right to pay the b'chayv, and therefore you still owe us the money. What you paid was your own problem. You still owe us the money. That is a taina the children could tell Reuven. Before we go further, a couple of points. Actually, we'll start one point in place first. If you go to the bottom, it really starts. Even the Gemara's over here, Naman Aleph. It starts at the bottom of Tzadi Aleph and Beis. Tzadi just is bothered. Makshina ma'inaka b'chrayis. The Chomidi to Asla Shminan Hashtat Amalei Bnei Reuven the Shimon and Amatal Teshavik. Today's bothered by the question: why are we adding extra, seeding the extra elements into this case? Really, there's two elements. Today's bothered by. We're not going to go into more cases. We're not going to go into all the discussions. But today's bothered by two problems. What is it relevant that Reuven in this story? Reuven sold Shimon a field b'chrayis. That never came up. It wasn't that the field, right? Reuven sold Shimon a field b'chrayis. Why was that relevant to this story? Number one. Number two. Why is it relevant though Zakhfalev and Milva? What if it wasn't Zakum Milva? What if Reuven sold Shimon a field? Reuven sold Shimon a field, and Shimon just didn't get a chance to pay yet. The bottom line is, Shimon still owes money for the field. He didn't make it a Milva. There's a Mechira here, and the lach is, until you pay, then the sale is still lacking. But Shimon still owes the money, so what's the Nakud that it's a loan as opposed to. So, that question is, because then it would be simpler. Then it wouldn't necessarily have a right for Shimon to be dealing with the creditor b'chlal, because technically speaking, Shimon doesn't fully own the field. He did a ma'aseh mashicha, but if it wasn't zak for milva, if it's zak for milva, pshat is the kinyan to Shimon's final. It's ready nikna, and he owes separate money. If it wasn't zak for milva, then the sale wasn't really final. The sale, what happens if he never pays? If it's zak for milva, the guy is not a bad guy. He doesn't pay back his debt, but he still owns the field. Shimon owns the field. Reuven could eventually go back and say, you owe me money, give back the field to pay back the money. But the point is, Shimon owns the field, he just owes Reuven money. In the case where he never paid, and it wasn't Zakhfalev Milva, then Shimon technically is missing in his ownership of the field. In that case, maybe it would be more simple that it wouldn't be a matter of Shimon being able to be a fias, the same, I should say, wouldn't be able to tell Shimon, oh, we don't have to pay money because Metalti Asmi Lev Shabdi, it's not Metalti Asmi. The field is what belongs to the Yisraelim, technically. The field still belongs to them. And the field would be Meshubit to go to the Baal Chayiv, and therefore Shimon is kind of taking away their issue of having to give the field away to the Baal Chayiv, because by paying money, he's saving, so to speak, the field from being taken away. So the Shimon would not have a claim against Shimon in a case where it wasn't Zakvim Milva. So at least that kasha. So we have a terrorist too. But the point, the Tosfos addresses why we have all those nuances in the case. Okay. Besides the
Mosheh. That's one question.
Yes.
Let's say.
So go weiter. Go weiter. Next line. Excellent. Very good. You mechavim to Ravas, you mechavim to the Gemara's Eitzah. It says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So Rava says, lies your idea. Ipikeach idach. If Shimon is a pikeach, magbi nilu ara. If Shimon is a pikeach, what he'll do is he'll give the land. He'll give the land as payment for the debt. Follow the government minayim, and then I'll go back and collect the land. Sorry, that's not what your Eitzah was. Your Eitzah was give the land to the creditors, right? That was your Eitzah? Gemara is saying a step better than that. Gemara is saying, because then Shimon's going to be out of his money. In your Eitzah, Shimon would pay back the Baal Chayiv with the land. Yisayimim wouldn't, firstly, Yisayimim L'Chayiv Kistov Taina, they could say, we have no land. We only had money. Cash, we didn't have to pay. So you messed yourself up. L'Chayiv Yisayimim would still have a Taina, and Shimon would still be messed up trying to get his money. Rav's Eitzah is a little better. Rav's Eitzah is, Shimon should give the land back to Yisayimim. He never paid for it. He owes money. He says, you know what? I owe you money. I don't have cash. Let me give you instead the land. Once he gives the Yisayimim back the land, what happens? The Yisayimim have a choice. Either they pay the creditor with the land, or they come up with the money to keep the land. Well, Shimon over here says, Shimon, what did he do? Shimon already paid the creditor. He already paid the creditor cash. And the Yisayimim is saying, we won't have to pay. So Shimon says, no problem. I owed you money. You're saying I still owe you money because I shouldn't have paid the creditor? Here's the land. Now what are you going to do? With that land, you're mechuyev to pay back your debts. I'm one of your debts. Says Mara, Ipikeach idach magbin la ara, he should give the children of Reuven the land as the payment, and then he can go take it back. Why? Because Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Avua, Yisayim should go with Karka B'chev Savim, B'chev Chayzev B'chev Isamam. This is a discussion. Rav Nachman's of the opinion, even though we say Metalti of the Yasmi is not Meshubin, only Karka of the Yasmi, it's not just Karka that was dear at the time that the father dies. Even Karka that comes to Yisayim posthumously, after the father dies, that karka is yes, b'shubat al-chayiv. So b'chayiv collect only from karka, but he's able to collect from karka that comes after death. So if Shimon, who is a debtor to the state, if he pays back karka, that karka now is available to pay back other debts. And therefore Shimon would actually be able to pay back karka and then go, because there's a chayiv, and repossess it and take it back. So if he's a pekeach, that would be his eitzah. Amar Rabbah. There's actually, before we go further, let's jump into Tosfos. Quotes the third taste of the page, second of your maskal, Ipikeach idach magmilu milayo, says Mekayesh lechiach, the Afakab der Mirin ilperk akasif, the Dina de Bachayv Bezuzi. We spoke out not so long ago, we spoke out about a week ago, that the halacha is Bachayv is rights to be paid lechatchila in cash. Right? There's no money, then if you're smart, you'll take karka. But the Bachayv can demand money, so Hechad is Bezuzi, as long as money's available, Makamakam im hifsid alev of Bekach, lo yitin lai Zuzi. Right, we're saying if it's bikeach, then I'll give the karka back to the Yisayimim. Tosfos is bothered that lechayra we have a halacha that you're only supposed to give that Baal Chayiv is able to demand cash. He's able to demand money. So lechayra over here the Baal Chayiv, one second. How is he going to? Tosfos b'vanei kasha that lechayra if the creditor has a right to demand money, so lechayra this whole eitzah shouldn't work because the whole eitzah is only working if he's giving karka. So he says this is a raya that the creditor can only demand money over karka if demanding the money over karka will not cause a loss to the debtor. Right? Shimon over here is going to lose out. Shimon over here is going to lose out if he pays kesef over karka. So Shimon has a right to pay karka in order to save his back. So that halacha we had last week, that we say that the creditor can always demand money if money is available, is only when it's not the expense of the debtor. That is what Tosfos answers. Apparently the Ran says similar. Other shanim give different answers, how the shanim's last gemara. Some want to say that what it means is just give the land back. It's, over here it's different. Over here he's not paying back the loan. He bought land, and the payment was supposed to be money, a loan. But in the event that he's not going to pay the loan, he can give back the land. That's different. Normally, maybe he can't give back land over money. Over here, he's giving back the land of the purchase. He's saying, you know what? If I'm not going to pay for the purchase, take back the item that we purchased. And therefore, over here, specifically, he can give back land. Maybe that'll be another reason why here's different. Okay. Says the Gemara. That's the Rosh's mouth. Amar Rabbah. Reuven shemachar kol seis to Shimon. Reuven goes and sells all of his fields to Shimon. V'chasa Shimon u'machas sad achas Levi. Reuven goes and sells all of his fields to Shimon, and then Shimon goes and sells one of those fields to Levi. V'asa bachleiv to Reuven, and Reuven's creditor goes to collect from Levi. He went to collect from, actually, first he goes, he could be going to Reuven as well. But he went to go collect his debt. Halacha is, ratzim izegoyve, ratzim izegoyve. Halacha is, he can collect from Reuven, or he can collect from the field. Sorry, I said that wrong. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon, and then Shimon sold one field to Levi. And then Reuven's creditor is coming to collect, so you don't say it goes in order, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. The halacha is, Reuven's creditor can go either to Shimon or to Levi. That is what Rabbah's statement is. The creditor can go all these fields from Shimon to the creditor. He can go to the first meicha, the first lekeach, which is Shimon, or to the second lekeach, to Levi. V'lei Amaran, says the major qualifications. V'lei Amaran, Ella desavna beinus. That's only if the field that Levi bought from Shimon was a beinus field, which is the type of field we spoke about also earlier in this Masechta. What is the level of field that goes to a creditor, Bachayv? Beinus. So Levi bought a field that is of that level of beinus, so therefore the creditor can go to Levi. So we only say in such a case, Avol, Zavna, Idius, Uziburis. If Levi went and he bought Idius or Ziburis, those are not the number one fields, the first choice of fields to give to the Bachayv. Matsyamele, Levi could say, Lahachi Tarchi Vizvini Arad Lechazlach. I purposely bought land that's not fit for you. I specifically went to the Ziburis or to the Idius in order to avoid having you be able to collect, and therefore you must go to Shimon, who has the beinus. And the Gemara qualifies further. Ubeinus nami lamar and el dele shavak beinus to kavase big yisayin. So the Gemara is saying there is an order to say to advarim. If Shimon bought all the fields, and in the side of the fields Shimon bought beinus, ziburus, idias, but he has multiple beinus fields, more than one beinus field. And Levi bought one of the beinus fields, but he left with Shimon other beinus fields. Then again, the creditor has to first go to Shimon. Levi could say, no, I'm not moving to lekeach. I'm the lekeach from the lekeach. You're owed money by Reuven. Reuven doesn't have money, you go to his purchasers, his lekuchim. Who's Reuven's purchasers? Shimon. Go to Shimon first. If there's no money there, then you come to me. Shimon has, and therefore you can go to Shimon. Now, why is he able to do that, by the way? Why is he right to do that? Let's turn to the Amen. Avol, Shavik Beinus, if he left Beinus by Shimon, Matsyamele, Hanachal Chamakam, Ligmaspen, he could say, I left a place for you to collect over there by Shimon. Why? Is it because of what we just said? Is it because Lamas we just said that the creditor has to go first to the first Lukas? So the first one explains actually a little different than that. It's a little, the Lamas, it ends up being that way, but it's for a different reason. Because Shimon, let's say Shimon bought from Reuven three different Beinus fields. Make up a case, three Beinus fields. When the creditor comes to collect, and he says, oh, I want this beinus field. Shimon could say, no, I'm not giving you this one. I have three beinus fields that I bought from Reuven. They're all mashupa to you. I have to pay, but I only have to pay you once. I'm going to give you that field. Shimon could choose which field he's giving to the creditor. That we take for granted. Shimon could choose. Once Shimon could choose, when Shimon sells a field to Levi, the general rule is, ma macharisha, l'sheni kol schushat av liyadeh. What did Shimon sell Levi? Whatever schush Shimon had. So if Shimon had the right to send the creditor to different one of the beinus fields, so then when he sells one of those fields to Levi, Levi retains that right, so to speak, within Shimon, and he could say, go back to one of Shimon's other fields, the same as Shimon could have said. So it's a little different. It's not so much that the Bachayv has to go to creditor one before creditor two in order, in terms of like hierarchy, in terms of the order. It's more so that Levi has that right, because within the purchase, he has the right, he has whatever right Shimon had, and Shimon had that right, and therefore Levi can direct the creditor to a different one of Shimon's fields. Amar Abai, next case. Reuven shemach sold to Shimon b'achrayis. Reuven sells a field to Shimon. We have case, I think this is the final case of the day. I think we had six altogether until we get to the Mishnah. Reuven sells a field to Shimon b'achrayis. Ba'asa b'achayv di Reuven v'kutarf minei. So Reuven sold it for the Shimon. Reuven accepted a price to make a sanctuary. He's going to pay it back. And Reuven's b'achayv came and took the field from Shimon. Dinahu does Reuven fatzle. Halacha is Reuven could go and fight off the b'achayv from repossessing the field for Shimon. Right now the creditor is fighting with Shimon. He says, I have rights to take this field away from you because Reuven, the guy who sold you, owes me money. If Shimon's in a fight with the creditor, Shimon, let's say, is not such a strong, powerful guy. He doesn't know the exact tightness, doesn't have the best methods to keep the field by him. Reuven can go step in and fight with the creditor on behalf of Shimon. He can fight that the creditor can repossess it on behalf of Shimon. And the creditor can't say, I'm not dealing with you now. I'm dealing with Shimon. Why? Because Reuven says, you're dealing with me because I sold this field to Shimon Achrayas. The second you take away from Shimon, you know where Shimon's coming? He's coming back to me, Reuven, to get money back. And therefore, I'm allowed to stand in on this fight. I'm allowed to, I have a very relevant interest in this argument. It says, Murab, Dinu, the also Ruvain and Vatle, Ruvain go and save the field from the creditor. For the much the creditor can't sell Ruvain. I'm not dealing with you. I'm dealing with Shimon. He can't say that. Mishum to Amarle, the Mafka Mine, you take the Ruvain says the creditor. When you take the field from Shimon, you know what happens? Allah Hadar ends up coming back on me. For Shimon's coming to me to get paid back. It's my headache. Vigadar, that's opinion number one in this scenario. Igadarmi, Afilu Shloy Bachrayas. So far, the case was set up. Ruvain sold the field to Shimon Bachrayas. Since Ruvain's Achroy for the field, if he gets repossessed, Ruvain could fight the fight for Shimon that the creditor shouldn't repossess it. Now, but it's only because Ruvain took Achrayas. Had he not taken Achrayas, it wouldn't be his conversation. He has to stay out of the picture. Igadarmi, some say no. Afilu Shloy Bachrayas, even without Achrayas. At the end of the day, Ruvain sells Shimon the field. Shortly after, Ruvain's Bachlev comes and repossesses the field. He sold the field without Achrayas. But you don't think Shimon's going to have to Ruvain's not going to be, you don't think he's going to be upset. He sold me a field and now it's gone, right? So, Damalei Ruvain could say, Lenichle Damalei Shimon, Tarumas Alei. Ruvain could say, I'm fighting, you know why? I have no monetary interest right now. Meaning, even if you repossess the field, I won't owe any money. But I still have a vested interest because if my buyers aren't happy, it's not good for me. If the buyer bought my field is unhappy because the field gets repossessed, it's bad for me. He's going to have terumas on me. I'm not interested in terumas, and therefore you can find it as well. Amar Abaye. Ruvain, sorry, I said the last case. One more case. Ruvain Shemachar, Sadel Shimon, Shlei Bachrayas. Ruvain sells the field to Shimon with Adachrayas. Yatsu Alav Tapav Tzadikim Lav. Ruvain sells the field to Shimon with Adachrayas. Vyatzalov, top of Tzadik Gimel, Asikin. And Asikin, these people basically arguing ownership, protesters come and say that no, that the field that he sold, he never had rights to, he didn't own it. So that Alchaz is foul. So Shimon now is in a pickle. Shimon's buying a field from Ruvain. Protesters are saying that Ruvain's selling Shimon the Brooklyn Bridge. This doesn't belong to Ruvain to sell you in the first place. So actually, Hichzikba, if Shimon didn't do an act of Chazaka, Yachalachzibah, then he can be chaser. He can pull out of the deal and not pay for it. But once he bought it, we're talking about again a case where he bought the field. He bought the field without a chrayus, and now he wants to back out because he sees there's going to be issues on the ownership of this field. Once he did a chazaka, he can't go back. Because Ruvain says to him, "Chayta de kitri safra v'kibla." You took like a bag full of nuts. You took a bag full of nuts. You took a chance on it, and you remember you bought it without a chrayus. Presumably, it was a little bit of a discount. You bought it without a chrayus. Took a chance, and now it came back to buy you. You took a chance on this field, and now you have to stick with it. The idea that the expression of a knotted bag is like it's like a person buying like the unknown. He's buying a bag that's not, you can't check the wares. You buy whatever's in the box, good, bad, or spoiled, or fresh. Whatever's in, you're buying. It's closed, it's sealed, it's knotted. So that's the idea. You bought a knotted bag, and therefore you can't undo it. Says Gemara, "Umemis machzaba." And when is it considered as if there was a chazaka mikhei daish amitri? When he walks along the borders, that's considered that he did a ma'isa chazak. We've spoken this out, and comes up more of a basra. Comes up more on other mesechtas. This is a conversation of how you make a chazaka kinyan on karka. But the chazak is walking the borders is a kinyan on the karka. The first question we discussed, why is our Gemara asking this question? What's going to consider chazaka? Go to Bava Basra, go to the sukkahs of the chazabatim, and go see what's considered chazaka. Why is our Gemara asking the question? So some of the Shannon learned that we're talking about a case where there was already another kinyan, but Lamaisi didn't move into the land yet. If there was already another kinyan, and if he didn't move into the land, even though he had another kinyan, he could still back out and not pay the money if this error comes up before he did a chazaka. So we're asking now, this chazaka that we're talking about, not chazaka to make a kinyan in the first place, chazaka after he already made another kinyan, chazaka that he can't renege from the deal because he sees he's buying the Brooklyn Bridge. So this chazaka, what's enough for chazaka to make it that he can't back out of the deal? And that the Gemara says still a very similar chazaka, which that walking the border of the property is the chazaka for that as well. Okay, that's the other shenamur. Igadarmi, I feel by chrayas nami. Some say even if Ruvain sold to Shimon the field with a chrayas, right? Ruvain sold the field to Shimon with a chrayas, then still damerle achvi tirfach v'asham lach. Meaning, bechidish. We're saying, Pashim talking about a case where Shimon bought the field to Shlomach Rias, so he wants to back out of the deal in order not to lose the money. But the assumption was, had Ruvain sold the field to Shimon Rias, then of course Shimon could back out, because if the field is about to be taken away, then he could back out. According to the Gedarmi, he was saying no. Even if the field is Shlomach Rias, Ruvain says to Shimon, you bought the field, you got to pay me. There's a Rias here, you got to pay me. This tightness about whether my ownership is correct, there's issues on the title. Okay, when they take it away from you, and that's Lashon Gemara, bring me the shtar, the achvi tirfach. Tirfach means like the shtar that says that the the field is repossessed from you, and therefore you have a right to go collect from me, and then you get back your money. But till that point, you still have to, unbelievable, you have to pay me the money for the field until it gets taken, until the issue blows over, until the issue becomes a real issue, you have to pay me, and only then we'll have to pay you back. That's the Kedami saying, even with the Achrayas, he cannot back out of the field. If you just jump into Taisa quickly, Meshitzik, that's what we referenced before, the second Taisa says, Afilam Adam Cheskabatim, Nimtzes She'ina Shloi, Chazer Lov, Hacha Kozman Shloi, Terfua Menu, So over here, even according to the Madam Babas, it's a sugya over there that if you find that the person sold you something didn't belong to you, you can go back from the go back over here, since the field wasn't taken away yet. Once it wasn't taken away, you did a chazaka on the field. Levi did a chazaka, Shimon did a chazaka, and it wasn't taken away from moving yet, Kozman wasn't taken away, then he can't go back. It's too late. He already owns it. He can't go back and demand back payment. Once it gets taken away, then of course there's a price, so you can demand back payment, but until it's actually taken away, he has to bite his nails, basically hope it doesn't get taken away, or hope that Reuven has the money to pay him back once it gets taken away, but he's stuck in that pickle. We'll pick up and sip tomorrow from the Mishnah.